Well, good morning, everyone. It's Saturday morning, and this is Bill Thompson at Latitude Festival. I'm sitting in a soggy field in Suffolk. We're all being very brave about it, but frankly, it's bloody damp. Also, I'm wearing sandals because I don't have any wellies, but as my niece Caitlin pointed out, you don't get trench foot in one day. And here she is with me because we were just at the recording for Nevermind the Buzzcocks, and we stayed 5 minutes because we were stuck outside the tent, and entertaining though it was just a little bit damp. So we moved to the literary tent, where there were short stories being read, including world-exclusive, a new Ben Oakley short story read by the renowned actor Julian Sands. Are you listening, Mark Kermode? So, Kate, as an English undergraduate at one of our finest universities, I'd like you to sum up our experience.
Okay, well, it was a kind of philosophical investigation into what could be the greatest lie a king wanted to know. And I think maybe the greatest lie was Ben Oakley not acknowledging the many medieval and other literary sources that he blatantly ripped off in writing that short story, which was just top to tail awful, I have to say. I'm sorry, I like Ben Oakley, but that was shit. So yeah, we left, I think, after Julian Sands exclaimed, and in fact, the old woman said that the greatest lie was the truth. We just kind of looked at each other, didn't we? Take any more. That was
it. So we actually were sitting in the rain on some green benches rather than listen to more of that. Yeah. That's how good it is. And then later this afternoon, we're going to go and pillory Andrew Motion, aren't we?
Absolutely. Heckle with, I don't know, any kind of female sanitary products we decided.
Why do we plan to do this? Why do we take on the former poet laureate?
Because essentially he stands for the kind of, economic evaluation of art in this age at which we should be defending the, you know, integrity of writing for its own purposes and not for, you know, getting, you know, money from the, you know, royalty and kind of commissions like that.
Absolutely. And I'd like to finish this boo. I wonder if you could repeat for me that stanza from his poem on Prince William's birthday, because that seemed to me to sum up everything that Latitude shouldn't stand for.
Yeah, and poetry and art in general, I think. So this is Andrew Motion himself for Prince William. Better stand back, there's an age attack, but the second in line is dealing with it fine.
This is Bill Thompson at Latitude, sobbing into his cider.